Sujood at-tilawa is a unique type of sujood that is special to the recitation of the Quran, whether you are in or outside prayer. In this lesson, we'll tackle all the aspects that you need to know about sujood at-tilawa. And by the end of this lesson, you will, inshallah, learn all the necessary information about it, and most importantly, the common mistakes and misconceptions related to it. So, first of all, sujood at-tilawa is something that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, did when he recited certain ayat, which means that this sujood is related to the content of the ayah and what is being said. And so, you will see the exact reference in these ayat in your mushaf in the form of a line drawn on top of these references. So it is kind of referring to the trigger of performing sujood at-tilawa in that particular ayah. And then afterwards, you will see this symbol indicating that you may pause here to perform the sujood of tilawa. That's why, for example, in Surah Al-Isra, we see that the reference is in ayah 107, but since the sentence grammatically continues, you may not stop yet until ayah 109, where you can pause for the sajda. So that is basically how you recognize the sajda in the mushaf. And in total, there are 15 sajdas in the entire Quran. And before you go down and say that there are only 14, not 15 sajdas, we'll first need to understand this point with a little bit more elaboration. Are there 14 or 15 of sujood at-tilawa? Well, scholars do indeed agree upon 14 positions for sujood at-tilawa in the Quran. But there is one position where scholars have not unanimously agreed upon, which is the sajda of Surah Sad that occurs in this ayah.
وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ.
And the reason why some scholars say that there is no sujood tilawa here is that the sujood of Dawood was a sujood of tawbah and asking for repentance, as the ayah clearly indicates. However, there is indeed an authentic hadith that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, did indeed and without a doubt perform sajda in Surah Sad at this position. And he even said, Dawood prostrated in this verse out of repentance, and we prostrated out of thankfulness to Allah. That's why the majority of scholars do include it as one of the 15 sajdas of the Qur'an. Next is that mandatory? Do we have to do it? Well, sujood at-tilawa is a sunnah according to the majority of scholars, since the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, did it most of the time, but at occasions he would skip it too. So it is definitely better to do it since it is the sunnah and you are rewarded for it, but not doing it is not a sin. And so, this applies whether you are in prayer or outside prayer. So, now that we know what it is, why is it there, and how to recognize it, what are the conditions to perform it correctly and in a proper way following the sunnah? Well, we'll start with the sujood itself and how it is performed, and then discuss the conditions that come before and after the sujood itself, to know exactly what to do and when. Sujood at-tilawa is essentially the same as you would perform in prayer. You put your forehead to the ground and say one of many types of dhikr. The easiest option is just saying, Subhana Rabbiya al-A'la. Another option is, Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. وَصَوَّرَهُ وَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ بِحَوْلِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ. There are other options as well, which I will point out at the end of this lesson. So that is the basic premise of sujood, on which there is no difference whatsoever among the scholars. However, there are many different opinions on each of the conditions before and after the sujood. But I'll only mention the most common opinions by the majority of the scholars, backed with the most authentic ahadith. So, before the sujood, number one, wudu. Do you have to have wudu in order to perform that sujood? Some scholars do say, yes, you should. Others say, no, you don't have to, since it is not really a prayer. But the best practice and the safer option would indeed to have wudu before performing it. Number two, qibla. Do you have to face the qibla to perform it? Again, the two opinions exist. Some say you should and others say you shouldn't. Again, it is better and safer to face the qibla if it is possible for you. Number three, standing up. If you are reciting the Quran while sitting on the ground, it is indeed better to stand up and then go down in prostration. That is better to do, but not a condition to fulfill the sujood of recitation. So if you do it without, that would be fine as well. Number four, takbir, before and after sujood. Many scholars refer to the authentic hadith that whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, would get down or up before and after sujood, he would say takbir. And so, based on this, you should do that too in this type of sujood, since you have to say takbir anyway when performing it during prayer. But also, know that others have disagreed with this and said that you can do it without takbir if outside prayer. And then finally, taslim. When you finally have performed sujood, you would just simply go back to what you were doing. There is no taslim or nothing of the sort is required to fulfill the sujood after you get up. So, to recap this point, when you perform sujood at tilawa, it is better to have wudu, face the qibla, be standing, then say Allahu Akbar, perform the sujood, and if you want, say takbir again, and that's it. However, there are some unique situations that you should learn how to deal with so that you can perform this type of ibadah properly, inshallah. First situation is, what if you are in prayer and the sajda came at the end of the surah before you do ruku'? Like for example in the case of Surah Al-Alaq. In this situation, you have two options. Number one, perform the sajda and follow the sunnah. Number two, not to perform the sajda and go directly to ruku' like any other time you pray. If you did perform the sajda, you will then have two options. You can go back to the standing position, then afterwards go to ruku' as you would normally do. Or you can go back to the standing position, recite one or two ayat, and then go back to ruku' and normally continue your prayer. The second situation, you heard someone recite an ayah with sajda. Do you have to perform sajda? Well, in this case, there is a distinction to be made between actively listening to the Qur'an, like in halaqa or something like that, or hearing the Qur'an being recited. Like if you are in the masjid and someone there is reciting to himself. So, listening is not the same as hearing. If you are indeed actively listening to someone reciting the Qur'an to you, then you perform sujood if the reciter himself performed it, so you will follow suit. This means that if the reciter didn't do sujood, then you do not. That's why if you are listening to a recorded recitation on TV or on your phone, and you come across an ayah of sujood at-tilawa, then you will not perform sujood because the reciter did not recite specifically for you, but for whoever listens. On the other side, if you only hear someone recite an ayah with sajda, then you don't perform sujood whether they perform it or not. The third situation related to sujood at-tilawa is that if you are reciting while sitting on the ground and you want to perform sujood at-tilawa, it is better to place the mushaf that you are using on a chair or something elevated from the ground, but if you cannot, then it is not prohibited to place the mushaf on the clean ground while you perform the sujood, and then pick it up and continue afterwards. So it is better to put it somewhere, since the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, put the Torah on the pillow that he was sitting on. Which means that the Quran has a better reason to be treated at least the same, but if it is not possible, or you see someone else do that, then it is not prohibited to put it on the carpet, as long as it is clean and it will not be stepped upon or something of the sort. The fourth situation, is sujood at-tilawa applied in silent prayer? Well, if you are praying on your own, then yes, there are no changes, and the same rules apply. But if you are leading others in silent prayer, then it is better to avoid performing sujood at-tilawa, since it can cause a lot of confusion and disturbance to those praying behind you, because they would think that you forgot and made a mistake. Another option is to just simply inform those who will pray with you beforehand that you will perform sujood at-tilawa, though it would still be better to avoid it. So, this was a quick look at the basics of sujood at-tilawa. To learn all the options that you can say in sujood at-tilawa, watch this lesson. I left its link in the description. I also included all the sources that I used in preparing this lesson, so check them out for a more detailed look into this topic. Thanks for watching. If you want to start learning the tajweed, then start with this playlist. And also, don't forget to check my latest book about tajweed and download the companion app. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.